All right, 1380 WPHM. It's Tuesday, and Tuesdays around this time we talk travel with Deanne from St. Clair Travel. Deanne, good morning.
Good morning.
Linda Kroll is along from Apple Vacations again. Linda, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's talk about what has become a lot of people's favorite vacation destination, Punta Cana.
Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic. This actually is a really, really hot destination. Really big this year. I mean, we've already got our product half sold for 2018. We do offer optional flights. We've got two flights a week out of Lansing, Wednesdays and Sundays. So that's going to give you Wednesday and Saturday. So that's going to give you an opportunity to go for 5 nights, for 4 nights, for 3 nights. Truly, I don't recommend going to Punta Cana for less than 4 or 5 nights because it's a little bit longer flight. Cancun's a 3-hour flight. Punta Cana's a 4-hour flight. But some really exciting things have happened in Punta Cana over the last couple of years. Last year, AM Resorts, American Managed Resorts, which is a sister company of Apple Vacations, opened up, I believe it was 4 or 5 new properties. My new favorite, the Secrets Cap Cana, which is in a high-end gated community, absolutely breathtaking beach. It is about 15 to 20 minutes from the airport. With our AM Resorts products, they're going to get nonstop transfers. So they're going to probably be on that beach by about 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Sounds perfect.
But it's unlimited luxury. I mean, this is very, very top shelf liquor. But I think the most amazing thing about the property is that you literally can walk about a half a mile out into the ocean.
Oh, and wow.
Still see your feet and it's not over your head. It's
nice.
Just crystal clear waters. Great destination for golfers because this is a private gated community. We're going to continue to see more development here. But there is a beautiful golf course there, as there are several others in Punta Cana. Most people are interested in Punta Cana for the beaches because the beaches are amongst some of the best in the world. And it's a beautiful tropical destination. There isn't really an infrastructure, a city. It's basically resort destination. So the hotels are not allowed to be higher than 3 or 4 stories, no higher than the tallest palm trees. Although I see some of them do cheat a little bit, but but you're not going to see that infrastructure that you would see in a place like Cancun or Jamaica, where there's actually a town. It's built around the resorts, and literally, Deanne, you can verify this. I know you've been to Punta Cana several times. You can get out on that beach and walk from sunrise to sunset.
You can. And I really describe the beach as always as you're walking in a snowbank, but warm. It's
warm
like
snow.
Cushy, fluffy sand. I absolutely love Punta Cana. I've been there about 5 or 6 times. And it's funny because we were just talking about that Secrets Cape Cana. I haven't sold it yet, so I wasn't really up on it. And I just read an article on it, and then Linda just brought it up. But the one thing about that is, remember, Secrets is adults only as well. So when you're there, you're on that beach with no kids running around, none of that. But if you do want your family to go, Dreams, the Now Resorts are there. They're wonderful family properties. And
and that's a consideration when you're planning your trip. I mean, really think long and hard. Do you want... Because I know a lot of couples, you know, they think, I don't care if there's kids there or not. Then you get there and there's kids all over the place. You say, this isn't what I, you know, wanted.
It's kind of the theory, you left your kids at home. So why do you really want to experience?
Yeah.
But we do have some properties. And again, I'm reaching out to grandparents and, you know, older families here that are also family friendly, but near an adult only resort.
Yeah.
So, for example, the Secrets and the Now in Punta Cana.
Yes.
Grandma and Grandpa can stay at the Secrets next door, Secrets Royal Beach, and use the facilities of the Now next door where all the little kids are. But I mean, I personally love my kids and my grandkids.
Yeah.
But when I'm on vacation, it's nice to
nothing
be
wrong with that. Absolutely.
A kid at an adult-only resort.
Sure.
So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They have a lot of new resorts going in, and that's what's so exciting about Punta Cana is that it was it's been growing slowly, and now all of a sudden it just seems like it's got just such great, solid resorts. And it is going to be hard to get to. It's such a popular destination, so you need to book early to get on the charters.
Yeah, the urgency this year, and it seems to trend this way. Every year there seems to be the new hot destination.
Yeah.
And obviously we pick the destinations that the majority of our consumers want to visit. This year already our charters out of Detroit are about 50% sold.
Great.
as well as our charters out of Lansing. So you don't want to wait to book. You definitely want to lock in some pricing and some availability because winter's knocking on our door.
It is.
And the other thing is Apple's three destinations that they offer, and one being the Punta Cana we talked about, is that none of these were affected by any of the hurricanes. So all these resorts
are in great shape.
The beaches are beautiful. So these destinations we don't have to worry about. And people will call and say, you know, where can I go? These are the resorts. These are the spots that you can go to.
Totally unscathed by any weather issues at all this past summer. Another thing that I really love with Punta Cana is some of the excursions. Again, Amstar is our ground operator, our destination management company. But there are some really, really fun excursions. I guess my favorite's the Outback Safari. They pick you up in the morning, take you into the back area. I don't know if you knew that part of Jurassic Park was filmed there and in Hawaii.
Wow.
So breathtaking mountain views. Now, that's one of the big differences between a destination like Cancun and Punta Cana is that you do have the landscape, you know, the palm trees and the mountains in the background. But the highways have improved tremendously there.
Yes,
so getting around the island has become much, 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 much easier. But just a fun day on this Outback Safari. They pick you up. You spend the whole day kind of touring the island and end it doing a little bit of body surfing.
Cool.
And then they open the beer and
we did the quads. We did the four-wheelers. We went out and did that, and that was a fun excursion. And then I've had clients tell me they've gone horseback riding. So there's, of course, ziplining, everybody. You know, you hear about ziplining everywhere. But it's not a shopping destination.
There are a lot of vendors on the beach.
Yeah.
And note that the resorts do take a lot of opportunity. They bring vendors into the hotels so that you can do your souvenir shopping.
Okay.
Certain days of the week, they'll tell you it's a vendor night, like Wednesday and Saturday.
Yeah.
So you can do
it right there.
It's right there.
Cool.
And they pick the vendors. So they're getting the best quality of a vendor for you. One thing I do want to mention real quickly is that the Punta Cana Airport has been really, really upgraded. I talked to a coworker yesterday that was just there, and she said it's absolutely amazing. There's Coach Store there. There's duty-free shopping now.
Oh, my gosh.
But very soon you're going to be able to pre-clear immigration in Punta Cana, pre-clear U.S. So much like Aruba, it's become a destination where your clients won't have to clear when they get into the U.S. They'll be pre-cleared. So
that's good, it'll be
a big time saver. And they've done a beautiful job of redoing the airport. So the whole in-and-out experience is very modern.
I do love Punta Cana. It is one of my favorite islands. And it's funny because when people ask me my favorite island, I just go to Punta Cana. Or Jamaica. I love Jamaica as well. And it's like, I'm spoiled.
And
I
it
love
really,
these nonstop flights.
And it too is really three destinations in one, because you've got Cap Cana area that I talked about earlier. Then you've got the actual Bavaro Punta Cana area. And then further south, you've got La Romana.
Yes.
Which is a beautiful golf destination. They've got a neat little Altos de Chabon, a neat little town. So there's multiple experiences at the same destination.
Yes. And remember, if you just want to go golfing, if the guys and the gals just want to go golfing, Punta Cana is really becoming a great golf destination.
Tooth of the dog. I think it's like I golfed there. I think it was in last January or a little bit later. First time I've ever had the opportunity to golf with a caddy. So,
now you're spoiled.
I was amazing.
Sounds like a good place to vacation.
Well, if you want to give us a call at St. Clair Travel, 810-329-7163, and we can hook you up on your Apple Vacations trip to Punta Cana.
Sounds good. Deanne, Linda, thank you.
Thank you.